Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Jordan Rock. You'll hear him coming up right after this.
Now that you are, there's only one thing I'd like you to do, my dear. Honey, pull up my skirt, undo my blouse, peel off my pantyhose. Baby, take off my bra and my spiked heels. Honey, take off all of my clothes. Take them all off, baby. Shades, turn down the lights, lock up all of the doors. If I catch you wearing my clothes again, honey, I will file for divorce.
Bob, that skirt doesn't even go with that blouse. Now put on this apron and go do the dishes.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Thanks very much for joining us. The lovely lady is Christy
Thank
Lee.
Thank you, Tom.
The legendary Ace Cosby handling the engineering duties today. Good morning, Ace. That would be Chick McGee across the way at the sports desk.
Hi.
I've got a question for Josh in a matter of seconds. Just joining us in the studio, he is comedian Jordan Rock. Good to see you, Jordan.
Hi. Hey, good to see you guys.
Looking yeah, how good. Are you? I've got a couple questions for you in just a second. But first.
Well, that sounded a little.
Well, why wouldn't you? We want to get to know him. Yeah.
I know. I feel rude not going right to our guest. He's taken the time and trouble to get up to join us.
However, Josh said something in conversation.
What did I say innocuously now?
No, you came back in here.
It would give one pause.
And Christy said, did you get to eat any of.
We had a biscuit for breakfast, and I said, did you eat a biscuit? And you said.
I said, yeah, I just ate one in my office.
So you left this room, got one of these breakfast biscuits, yes. Went to your office to eat it so no one would know.
Not so that no one would know, so that no one would watch me eat it. Because here's the thing.
I heard I came ate one in my office. I thought it was so good.
Are you still eating one?
Yeah. They're great.
Chick does it on the air, so
yeah. I'm the opposite. I want
to
be.
Hey, Jordan, would you like something to eat?
I'm all good. I'm really just admiring how good you guys are at not giving any product placement. That was really good. Yeah. You guys are just breakfast biscuit was so crazy. This breakfast biscuit. I'm like, these guys are pros, man. They really know what they're doing around here.
Well, I didn't see it. I wasn't out there. Are they good?
They're great.
They're unbelievably good.
They're good. They're really good. I've been actually wanting to wake up early enough to eat one of those for 8 years. And today I finally got to do it.
Yes, good.
I was watching a tape of you earlier this week, video, and your voice is so great. I just love your speaking voice, but where did you grow up? What is that? Is that a New York accent?
I have everything in my voice. I grew up in South Carolina. I was born in New York. I've been in New York the last 10 years.
Because I'm usually pretty good at pinning it down. I couldn't pin down where you were from.
Yeah, it's got a little twang to it. I say certain words real New York, and then I say certain words real country.
Oh. Now, we were having a discussion.
That's weird.
This is certainly unpleasant and awkward, so I'm going to bring it up.
Oh, good.
Owen Benjamin... 6 foot four.
What a jerk, right?
6 foot four white guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He calls everybody bro.
But he doesn't, like he said, he doesn't emphasize it. It's pretty natural coming from him.
See, I would never be able to pull that off.
No. I couldn't either.
And he would be like governor or something like that, probably. Hello, governor.
It just seems to me, I think it's cultural what is it? Cultural appropriation. I think it's ridiculous. I don't know.
You don't like it?
I can't pull it off. But for example.
But you're
are you just jealous? Is that all it is?
No.
Yes.
You sound really defensive right
Tom's
there.
Tom's saying it started he thinks it started in the black community and
it
then
did.
It's appropriated.
I could remember being at the airport. I remember being at Cleveland Hopkins Airport and there these guys were all dressed in the same sort of suits, and they all had what are those Sodon badges called, like patches.
Yeah.
And I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was like Bro Davis, Bro Johnson, and that was, you know, in the 60s. So when I was a kid, I thought, oh, man, so they got the bro thing down. And now it's a bunch of white frat boys. Hey, bro. It's cultural appropriation.
Are you just mad because you were too scared to do it back in the 70s?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Like, you saw it in the 70s, you're like, I could never do this. And now you see everybody doing
it. Never been able. Jordan, I shake hands like this. I can't do anything that's not, I don't know, the high five thing. I feel like I'm, you know, faking if I try to do that. Now, how do you shake hands?
Let me tell you, if you're doing high five, look at the elbow.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the elbow, perfect high five every time.
Nope. Is that what you're supposed to do?
Oh, you never miss. Huh?
You never miss.
I'll be done.
Jordan and I fist bumped. We did not shake hands.
Yeah, because you were eating that breakfast sandwich.
Right. That's right.
I was neck deep in this biscuit.
Because Jordan and I shook hands.
He shook hands with me as well.
Well, that's because you emerged from your eating lair.
Your came eating, or is it your cum eating? I'm not sure.
Shame eating.
Shame eating. You keep it. Are you still eating that breakfast biscuit? Yeah.
Do you shame eat at home by yourself? Do you go in another room?
No.
Do you have to go in another room?
So that the TV doesn't see me? Or I don't accidentally catch my reflection?
Yes. Hey, I got a question for you.
I heard came, I swear to God.
I know
Sometimes we hear what we want to hear.
I'm especially paranoid about everything in the world. When you're, like right now, I've got this, I've got a couple computers on. Can this computer see me?
And theoretically.
Can someone hack in and watch me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are those people? You believe that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've just heard that it's possible.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm one of those people. I don't really care.
I don't care. Yeah. They're not going to see anything.
And if they do, what do I care?
I picked up Josh's phone, and I just picked it up, and it just said, enough.
He thinks all I do is masturbate.
I was going to say, if they hacked my webcam, that's all they would see. It's just that. I'd be like, what are you thinking?
Do you feel awkward using that phone and then calling your mom on it?
I don't really use the phone.
He doesn't think about it. It's all one. It's all one to him because he'll be doing one thing and then his mom will call and it just pops up on the screen.
That's got to be a boner.
Does her picture
killer.
Pop up when she calls?
No.
Well, that's
none
awkward.
Of this ever happens.
That is radio. I like the way you open up about yourself.
I've been too honest on this show. I rarely look at anything, at any porn on my phone.
You're like, the screen's too small for you. You're like, I just need the whole thing. I need the full desktop.
I have to set up the projector. Yes,
they can't fit both boobs in. Apple hasn't done that yet.
Oh, he's got the Apple TV, so you can go through your TV now.
I don't have an Apple TV.
Oh.
You do.
It's fascinating.
No, I do. Well, I do, but it's not.
Yeah,
up.
Chick, when are you going to help me out with that?
That's the first product I heard you guys.
31st of September, I'll be
you able. Told me that you would help me, so I went out and bought them, and now they're sitting in a box.
It's incredibly simple to do.
Not for me.
So you'd think you'd just take the time to do it real quick.
Right. You'd be a friend? A true bro?
No.
Because I understand.
If you lived nearby, I might buy you
dinner or lunch.
No.
Jordan, are you pretty electronically savvy?
I can hook up an Apple TV. Yeah, I can do that.
See? Yeah.
Now, by hook up, you mean not
you,
like,
don't have sex with it.
Not
no.
Hook, no, no, I mean like hook me up with a low price on.
Oh,
one.
My God.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm
he's not selling
that.
Them out of
okay,
his
wait
trunk.
A minute. Okay, wait a minute. Because Jordan,
I mean, I might know a guy, but.
Because Jordan's a black guy. You thought he's going to steal an Apple TV
and
sell it to me at a low price. That's exactly what you thought.
No, because he used the street phrase hook up.
No, that's not a street phrase.
That wasn't a street phrase at all. I really meant like hook it up to the TV. How do you? I know how to install an Apple TV.
That's how you have to talk around town.
Anytime he says hook up, because he's black, you think, oh, that's a hip phrase.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now, when you say hookup, doesn't that mean to have a coitus with a lady friend?
Context. Like, context clues.
Like, if I saw you tomorrow and you'd say, well, hey, Tom, it was nice meeting you. And by the way, I hooked up with a...
Yes, that's fine. Yeah.
How do you describe an attractive woman? Hot babe? What's the current parlance?
What's the proper adjective I use these days?
Shorty?
No, you know what? I'm more Shorty. Of a cutie.
Cutie.
Okay, yeah.
Cutie, huh? Cute yeah. chick.
Oh, she's a cutie. Yeah.
A cutie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
That's
a cutie.
Sweet.
Yeah, it is. Is that just you, or is that a
That might just be me. That might just be me.
What do you mean? You think he gets a newsletter?
I can't keep up.
Here's the terms we're using.
We have a meeting every Tuesday.
It's called the Black Gentleman, and it tells you all, dime piece is out.
By the way, bitches and hoes, very 90s.
You say that every time, the B word. You say that every time.
Bitches and hoes? Well, that's because I got my Hip Hop Time Life series, Volume 1, Bitches and Hoes.
Exactly. It starts right at the chronic one. And it doesn't go any further. He's still stuck in the G-Funk era.
I got to Volume 2, East Coast, West Coast.
I apologize to everyone. I'm very, very sorry.
Me too.
Jordan Rock is our guest, distinguished comedian, possessor of a great voice and a great wit and charm. And are you a single guy, married guy, kids? What's happening with your life?
I'm single, man. I'm single. I'm out here right now.
Any kids?
No, not that I know of.
You want one? I got seven.
No, I'm all good.
Okay, just asking.
I'm wrapping it up. There's two things I don't need. That's an STD or a KID. Can't get rid of those.
Yeah. You know, every time you say have seven kids, it's like you're a cult leader. I have seven kids.
Well, sometimes I forget. I'm by myself.
That's an amazing
I'm by myself
nowadays.
This week.
I'm the youngest of seven.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of seven. So I was tortured.
Oh, by the sounds.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest of four. What's the span between the oldest and the youngest?
My oldest brother is 25 years older than me.
Whoa. Okay.
So you barely know him.
I know him. He's pretty cool. Okay. He's pretty cool. I see him sometimes. My mom had him at 20. She had me at 45.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she thought she was done, and then
that's
I popped
amazing.
Out.
So surprise! You are the surprise, baby.
You are like your seed was awesome, and that egg was just waiting for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nicely done. Now, did your mom ever tell you what your name was going to be if you were a girl?
No, she didn't, actually.
Children's names start with J?
No. My mom had me after she had menopause. So she thought that I was cancer.
No.
She thought she was sick.
Thought she was sick.
She didn't know, yeah.
And there's a tumor swelling in her belly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh God,
she
thought I
was started bigger. Kicking her. And,
yeah. That is
amazing.
It's amazing. Not very funny. It's scary, really, but that's weird. Yeah, I didn't know you could get pregnant post-menopause.
It's a miracle, man.
Christy?
Oh, God, I hope not.
God, would that be good for the show?
No.
You just need to find a guy that can go deep.
Wow.
Go deep.
We already went through two, okay?
Okay, sir. Right.
I took care of that.
Okay. All right. Just asking. That'd be even more. That'd be more. Who's the basketball guy that just had his third
kid?
Yeah,
I have my tubes tied.
Who's the guy that just had his third kid post vasectomy? We were just talking about him.
Cornerback, Cromartie. One of the
Antonio Cromartie. See, so
it doesn't always take. That
right.
is correct.
Jordan, have you had your...
Well, he might want to have kids.
Vast deferens soldered closed?
No, I just pull out. I'm still there. I'm still using that. I'm still using that method.
Well, from what I understand, it's 99.9% effective.
It really is. It really is.
Guess what, fellas? No.
Guess what? Yeah, if you want a kid.
Did I mention how many kids I have? Okay. Okay, good to know. Jordan Rock's hanging out with us. What's happening in your life? You got a new car? You got a boat? Anything fun?
A new car?
I got a new car. I did get a new car.
There you go. See? Now, where do you live now? Do you live in L.A., New York? What's?
I'm living in L.A. now. L.A.'s
nice.
You
have to have a car.
You got to have a good car.
Yeah, I got a Jeep.
All right.
Oh, nice cool. car.
So does Christy. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is it a Jeep? Like a Wrangler?
Yeah, I got a Wrangler. Soft top.
Yeah. Nice. That's a beach car.
Drop top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cruising around playing the Beach Boys. Everybody was surfing.
With your surfboard on top.
I always love the Beach Boys music, always intrigues me because every time I listen to the Beach Boys, I'm like, you would have never guessed the civil rights movement was going on at the same time.
You're right. It's pretty carefree.
Like, I would have never thought this was going on at the same time Selma was
happening. Hang on a second. If you put the Selma march and put the Beach Boys music underneath, yeah, it would be
different. In my room.
Right,
right. Like, I listen to that, I'm like, this was going on everything. The same time?
my whites only room.
Yeah, that may be the most profound thing ever said on this show. Thanks for coming, Jordan. That's amazing. That's so true. Yeah, this is probably too serious to bring up, but I'm watching I'm watching that PBS Vietnam series right now.
Have you watched any of
this thing?
I haven't.
I
hadn't heard anything. Yeah. Really?
Well, there's a point I'm going to make here, which is a little bit lighter than some, but they obviously use a lot of period music in there. And wow. Yikes. It's some pretty scary stuff going on. But the music brings you back to certain times all the time. And you are dead on about that. The Beach Boys, you don't really see, doesn't really fit.
Those are really happy songs.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Like everyone was surfing.
Their biggest concern is like whether or not their dad will let them use the car.
Yeah.
Little new scoop, you don't know what
I'm picking up good vibrations. My draft card isn't existing.
It's intriguing to me. I'm like, this is so good.
So who do you listen to? If you were in the car right now by yourself, by the way, do they still call it a hoopty or is that gone?
No, a hoopty is a bad car.
Right.
Like a crummy car? Bad or because bad means good half the time. I can never figure it out.
Oh, it's a crummy car.
Okay, thank you.
It's a crummy car.
I'm just trying to clarify. So what would you be listening to typically?
What would I listen to? I like to listen to a mix. I like to listen to like a balance of like actual good music and beautiful ignorance.
Yes.
So, you know, I go from, you know, old school rock, like maybe like Nirvana or like Gorillaz. That's not old school. That's like pretty current. And then I'll just go straight to Migos, 21 Savage. And then I'll go like Mac DeMarco. And then I'll come right back to something 10 times more ignorant.
Well, now if you have
you might as well be speaking Portuguese.
Correct.
Unless it came out in 65 to 75, he has no idea what's going on.
True.
You don't know any 21 Savage? You don't know any 21 Savage?
No, not
Gorillaz. I listen to Gorillaz.
Here's what I like to listen to, Jordan. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but...
Don't, please.
Won't you come home till baby?
This is Mitch Miller.
This is the way God intended music.
Oh. Mitch Miller and the Fighting Caucasians.
The racism's over there.
We'll go beat up Sun Queers.
Oh, God.
You know, I think Kanye sampled that.
It wasn't Kraftwerk, it was Mitch Miller.
When I was growing up, that's like the worst music ever made.
Yep, pretty much.
Awful. Now, if you have a lady in your Jeep, is there a special thing you go to? Is there like a go-to tune as you're driving home and it's dark?
What is my go-to tune?
Something kind of, I don't know, kind of sexy, kind of. I believe Josh.
What is your go-to tune, man?
Oh, he has like, no go-to.
Can you give me a reference track so I can think?
I have some very young children, so let's see. What was I reading last night? Something like
Corduroy the Bear.
I forget which one it was.
No, I mean, what song did you play? When you were wooing a woman.
Yeah.
When you're wooing your girl, do you? Do you ever?
I have this. I used to have the same car you have.
The Grand Cherokee?
Yeah, and mine was stolen, as you know. But right. I'd owned the thing for a year, and then one day I hit the wrong button, and all of a sudden the thing popped out for a CD, and I went, this has a CD player.
You are a master at skirting a question.
Yeah.
My point is, I really don't have a go-to.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever sung to a woman face-to-face, serenaded her a little bit?
Absolutely not.
Look how uncomfortable he got with you just saying that.
I think that is kind of an uncomfortable. Have you ever done a chick?
I'm going to say yes.
Oh, dear. What were you singing?
I don't remember.
Jordan, you ever sing to a lady? Can you sing? You have a good voice?
I have a horrible singing voice.
Let's answer Josh's. Have you ever?
Josh has probably done
I've
it.
I've tried.
Because no. Josh is a good singer. Josh, you were in the.
You've never done it?
No.
You were in the. You were one of the all-male singing high boys at, what was the name of your school?
I was in the show choir.
Okay, sorry.
Did you call his male singing group the high boys? Is that what you said?
I just made that up. Sorry. We're going to come right back. We're hanging.
We're not. I'm leaving. Well,
then we'll bring you. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.